Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible family, Christmas 2009. I'm Brian. It is my pleasure to be with you during the holiday season. It shows us what a family we've become throughout the year. And I have yet to do one of these where I am not deeply moved. So hopefully over the course of the next hour or so, you get a sense of the heritage that we share in the Word of God, the heritage that we share in our faith, and the heritage that we share as a community of believers wrapped all around the world, celebrating the birth of our Savior.
Merry Christmas from Noel in Oklahoma, USA. I wish for you this holiday season, I pray for you this holiday season, that your lives will be completely enveloped in the light of Christ, that you will be prepared for the life ahead. Happy Merry Christmas.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. This is Gary Cheever from North Carolina, calling to wish everyone a happy and Merry Christmas. To Brian and Leslie and Tara and Debbie and Jill and everyone I'm missing. Also to everyone else in the Daily Audio Bible family, I love you all, and it means a great deal to me that it's there. And just love you all. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Greetings, Daily Audio Bible. This is John Smith. John, formerly known as Johan. Just wanted to wish everybody in the DAB family a Merry Christmas, and just love the DAB, so glad to be a part of it. All right, be blessed, and Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family and brothers and sisters in Christ. This is Robin. I'm calling from Florida just to wish everyone a very, very, very happy Christ's birthday. Merry Christmas. I want to wish my husband David and our children Tyra, Trace, and Gage a very Merry Christmas, to our families in New Mexico and California, all across the United States, our friends, and our brothers and sisters across the world who are in love with Jesus. I just hope everyone has a tremendous holiday season, and that the love and joy that we have during the season carries through for the rest of the year. God bless everybody. Thank you.
Season's greetings to all the Daily Audio Bible from Alison in the UK. Bless you all, and may I especially wish you a sense of excitement and joy during Advent as you look forward to celebrating the fact that our Lord came to be one of us, to share our life and our death, and to rise again for us. And may all joy be yours. Amen.
This is how the birth of Jesus came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph.
In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with a child and give birth to a son. You are to give him the name Jesus."
Hello, this is Daniel Johnson, Jr. from Cincinnati, Ohio. I remember when the Daily Audio Bible podcast first came about, and I believe it was 2006 when I first heard about it. I listened for a little while and then couldn't keep up and stopped listening. And then this past year, Another friend of mine mentioned the Daily Audio Bible podcast, and I found myself really just struggling to maintain contact with the Word of God every day. So I started listening to it again. I picked up on that day, I think it was in June sometime of this year, 2009. And I've been listening every day since then. And I have to tell you that it does so much for me and my relationship with God. Being in contact with the Word, how it just penetrates my subconscious, you know, just as another way to get into the Word of God every single day. Being on this journey together with all of you has been a pleasure. So Merry Christmas from Daniel Johnson Jr. in Cincinnati, Ohio. Make it a great day. And God bless.
Hi, everybody. This is the Myers family from Dallas, Oregon, wishing the Daily Audio Bible family
a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Asia calling from Germany, and we're going on year 4, Brian. I'm so excited of all the wonderful things that God has done and everything He has in store. I would love to send holiday greetings to my family, my mother, Sandra Timmons, my brothers and their prospective families, my nieces and my nephews, and the friends that I've made throughout the years who have somewhat become embedded in my life. I pray that this holiday season that everyone will be able to be with their loved ones. And let us not forget those that have passed away, that they will forever be remembered in our hearts. And for all those people who don't know what the meaning of Christ is, that they will come to know Him and accept Him as their Savior. This year has been a trying year, as so many callers have called in. It just seems that, you know, people are just getting hit from all sides. But the thing that just never changes is God's love. I don't understand some of the things that, you know, we as people and countries and, Brian, what you're talking about with the child labors and child prostitution and things. My heart just goes out to that, and I pray that this coming year we will see change and we will see God's glory. I love the Daily Audio Bible family. It means the world to me. And I just pray that this Thanksgiving and this Christmas be a blessed one for everyone. Again, this is Asia calling from Germany. Mom, I love you. You are my inspiration. Thank you so much for bringing me to know the Heavenly Father. For my brothers, Khalif, Hashim, and Cedric, I love you all. I love your families. I love my nieces and my nephew. And I just pray that God will grant us unity, peace, health, and happiness forever. Happy holidays, everyone. Bye. Tschüss. Auf Deutsch.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family and Brian. My name is Carla. I'm calling from North Carolina. I have been a member of the Daily Audio Bible family for about a year, and it has truly been a blessing to me. Let me start off by saying happy holidays. I want to be able to get my holiday greetings in before the year is out. Happy holidays, and may God bless your Christmas and your Thanksgiving. Brian, I also wanted to state that I really, really love your spirit. Your voice touches my heart, and it speaks with true love in time. that you speak to us, and Daily Audio Bible has just been a blessing to me. My pastor has a habit of asking everyone every Sunday how many people have read their Bible each and every day this week. And, of course, you don't have too many people to raise their hands, but then they'll ask how many have been on the cell phone and how many have been on the telephone and television and have eaten. And, you know, of course, everyone has their hand up for that. So being able to have Daily Audio Bible has given me an opportunity to be able to raise my hand every Sunday and say that I have been in the Word every day. I've made it a habit. I listen to several podcasts, but I've always made it a habit that Daily Audio Bible is what I listen to first every day, so I can have something to meditate on as I go through the course of the day. Family, I'm praying for you all, too. And again, I ask that you all have a blessed holiday. And thank you again, Brian. Bless you and your family. Thank you.
G'day, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Jodie in Australia, where we're gearing up for a hot and stormy Christmas. And I just pray for you all that you'll have a Christmas full of joy and peace. God's joy is not in what's happening around us, it's within us. And I know Christmas for many people is just another day to survive, or it's a Christmas without a loved one. And I encourage you to go to 4 Philippians 6 and 7. Bring everything to God in prayer and give thanks, and the peace of God will guard your heart. And I just pray that no matter your circumstance, that you can just get God's peace this Christmas and experience His joy. God bless, and I love you all. Crikey, I love Christmas.
He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end. How will this be? Mary asked. Since I am your virgin, the angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May it be as you have said. Then the angel left her. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth.
This is Maxwell. Merry Christmas, everybody.
This is Simon from Hamilton, Montana. I'd like to wish everybody happy holidays and a very Merry Christmas. It's a wonderful time to reflect on what God is doing in our lives as individuals and collectively. And I would like to encourage everybody just to cherish the holidays. I know it's a hectic time, but it's also a wonderful time because the whole world's attention is focused on our Savior. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Buon Natale, mi amici. This is Brenda calling from Italy, wishing all my Daily Audio Bible family a Merry Christmas and Blessed New Year. I'm looking forward to all that God has for us in 2010 as we connect with each other on the new website and bring God's kingdom to the people He has called us to serve. Dio ti benedica. May you find much joy and peace as you walk with God this holiday season. Felice Anno Nuovo. Ciao.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible community. Greetings. And Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Seoul, South Korea. I'd like to wish everybody in the community a Merry Christmas from the Far East. God bless each and every one of you. It's been great this whole year being a part of this community. And finally, Soong Tan Chukha, Korean for Merry Christmas.
Howdy, D.A. Beers. This is Scott from Woonsocket, Rhode Island, wishing you all a happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year. God bless y'all. Bye.
Merry Christmas, everybody. May this be the best Jesus birthday we've ever experienced in our lives. I'm calling. My name is Robert Clark, and my wife is Margot Clark, and I had left one thing on the forums about the time Jesus came to me and saved my life. It was real, you know, it was real to me, you know, call it a waking dream or whatever, but for 7 months, my life changed for the very better, and it's changed forever, really, but for 7 months, I mean, boy, did things just fall into place, and then it was my time to pick up my cross again, and our cross, I guess, you know, and all the little pains that we feel, you know, are part of His, and we offer them up the way He offered them up, and our sovereign Lord's feet, and that's what we do with our cards. Anyway, I love you all so very, very much. May you all be blessed with His grace and His mercy and His wisdom and His love most of all, because, man, we wouldn't even be able to love if it wasn't for His love. I mean, my gosh, I'm feeling love. I'm still trying to wrap my mind around that. Brian, God be with you all, always. And may we be who we are together forever and ever. And may we breathe in the kingdom and breathe out the thank you. That's one of the strongest prayers I've ever learned. Thank you. God be with you all. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy New Year's before you know it. And love you all. See you next year.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. I just want to say Merry Christmas to everybody. My name is Ernest. I'm from upstate New York. And I just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thanks.
Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home. She was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth to Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, to the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I will bring you good news of great joy that will be for all of the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger."
Dear Daily Audio Bible family, my name is Esther from the Netherlands, FKD on the forums. What a season, what a joy that we live in the expectation of celebrating Jesus being born. It is so ordinary, so simple, so earthly, and so human. Yet, it is a breathtaking reality that God descends from heaven and becomes human among humans in Jesus Christ, coming so close to us. I want to share with you a couple of verses and pray with you. John 1, verse 14. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. second from Hebrews 2, verse 14 and 5:15. Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for coming to this earth to save us, not in the least from the evil one. May our hearts be filled with joy in this season, and may we be protected by your blood. We also pray for people who are lonely and sick or bereaved of a loved one. We pray that their hearts will be filled with your Holy Spirit as well, and that they will receive comfort from you, the Comforter. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. Have a great holiday season. God bless. Bye.
This is Bob from Dallas, and I'm calling to leave a holiday greeting for all the Daily Audio Bible community, especially those that speak Spanish. Quiero desearles una muy feliz Navidad y un próspero año nuevo. Dios es muy grande y su misericordia es para siempre. Y yo pido que este año que viene, el año 2010, sea el mejor año de su vida. Y que cada uno de ustedes, especialmente los que hablan español, prosperen en el Señor y den paso de crecimiento en Él para que seamos sal y luz en su reino. Y todo para su honra y gloria. Amén.
Hi, my name is Ken, and I'm from Maryland, and I wanted to wish Merry Christmas to everyone at the Daily Audio Bible. You all have touched me so greatly this year, and even though I just started in July to listen to all the podcasts, I am caught up and I'm following you now. I want to thank you for your prayers for a very difficult year for me, and you all have been so generous, lifting me up in prayer and praying for my family and my wife. Thank you all so very much, and have a Merry Christmas.
Hi, Brian. It's Michelle from Los Angeles, and I just want to say Merry, Merry Christmas to everybody all over the world, and Happy New Year, and may God continue to bless each and every one of you, your family, and may all the angels in heaven continue to encamp around you, and may there be peace on earth, and may we continue to stand firm in His Word and be rooted in His Word. And I just thank you, Brian, for all that you do for all of us. And just want to thank you and Jill and your family. It's awesome what you do every day. And I bless each and every one of Daily Auto Bible person in the community. God bless you. And have an awesome 2010. And may we all continue to keep praying for him to be here. Okay. Love you. Bye.
Hi. My name is Bola, and I'm calling from London, England. And I'm calling to wish everyone at the Daily Audio Bible family a very, 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 very merry, merry Christmas and a fantastic new year ahead. God bless you. Bye. Love you all. Bye.
Hi, my name's Joan. I'm phoning from London in England. I'm phoning to wish all the Daily Audio Bible family a very happy Thanksgiving and also a very Merry Christmas and a prosperous year for 2010. I'm delighted to be part of this family. I joined in January 2009 and I have stuck with it since, and I'm still going to stick with it for years to come. Brian and Jill, it was a real pleasure getting to meet you personally in November when you came over to the UK, and I pray that the Lord will continue to increase you. Brothers and sisters, let's keep the faith. The Lord is on His throne. I thank God for your lives, and I pray that the coming year will bring God's prosperous blessings in the lives of each and every one of us. In Jesus' name, I love you all, and I'm thrilled to be part of this family. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christmas, and Happy New Year for 2010. God bless you, Joan from London.
Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men, on whom his favor rests." Then the angels had left them and gone into heaven. The shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning that what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things that pondered them in her heart. I'm China, and Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yes, my name is Mark, and I've been listening to Audio Daily Bible for about 6 months, and it's been a real blessing to me, because I just can't seem to read the Word. I've had problems with dyslexia. My reading's not good, and it's been such a blessing. I listen like two a day. Sometimes I listen to it over and over. It's been such a blessing to me to hear the Word, because it says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It's been a real blessing, and I really appreciate it. I just wanted to say Merry Christmas to everyone. Happy New Year. And hope y'all you have a wonderful Christmas and New Year, and keep listening to Daily Audio Bible, because it said that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word. Has been this Audio Daily Bible has been such a blessing to hear the Word, and I encourage people everywhere to listen to it. Thank you, Merry Christmas, and God bless you. Bye.
A very Merry Christmas from Gordon Pat in Vancouver, BC, Canada, to all our Audio Bible friends.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Janet. I'm calling from Central Italy to wish you all a happy Christmas, or as we say here, Buon Natale. I rejoice with you and give thanks to our Lord for each and every one of you. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations. Amen. Buon Natale.
Hi, we're the Desolate family. I'm Bob.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Ian.
I'm Will.
I'm Walt.
And we would like to wish the entire Daily Audio Bible family a Merry Christmas, and may God bless your new year.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. It has been my pleasure to walk through this year with you. And this is the best time of the year. It is the time of the year when our Lord came to pass, when he was born. But it's a time of joy. And it's a time of peace. It's a time of giving love and receiving love. And this I wish for all of you. God bless you, and Merry Christmas.
Hi, my name is Lola. I'm calling from Lagos, Nigeria, which is in West Africa. I'm wishing all dabbers around the world a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I love you all. God bless you.
The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. On the high eighth day, when it was time to circumcise him, he was named Jesus, the name angels had given him before he had been conceived. When the time of the purification according to the law of Moses had been completed, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simon, who was righteous and devoted. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts
When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simon took him in his arm and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servants in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revolution to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling of rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that thousands of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too."
My name is Eileen from beautiful Southwest Florida. And once again, it's the time and season when family and friends gather together to offer a prayer of thanksgiving for all the blessings we've known through the year. I want to thank our Creator, Abba Father, Jesus, Savior, Holy Spirit of the Living God, for the Daily Audio Bible, which for one more year has brought the spoken word of God to people all over the world. Also, to wish my sisters and brothers in Christ all over the world a very merry and blessed Christmas, praying, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven." And a happy new year. God loves you, and so do I.
Hi, family. This is Tony from Oklahoma City, and I just wanted to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. This was my first year listening to the Daily Audio Bible, and it has been a complete blessing in my life. And I pray for all of you each day. I love you. Bye.
This is Don in West Point, Georgia, or actually I'm standing in Lynette, Alabama right now, in the middle of my evening run, having just finished listening to today's podcast. And I want to wish Brian, Jill, their family, and the Daily Audio Bible family a Merry Christmas. And tell Brian and Jill in particular that I appreciate them for making the podcast and the Daily Audio Proverb available every single day without fail, regardless of time, place, or circumstance. Thank you and have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, DAB family. This is Justin from Oregon, and this is my first time calling in, but I wanted to wish you all a Merry Christmas and say that for the past 2 years I've enjoyed being a part of this community. It's been a blessing, and it was about 2 years ago in 2007, just before Thanksgiving, that I was made aware of the Daily Audio Bible, actually from a piece of unsolicited email. And this year, in 2009, it's been exciting because my parents have been listening along with me. And this is my mom's first trip through the Bible cover to cover, and it's just been a blessing to watch her absorb the Word of God in this way as well. And so I just wanted to say thank you to all that make it possible, and have a Merry Christmas, everybody.
Oh, my name is Marilyn Johnson. I'm calling from Hillsboro, Oregon. Just wishing everyone a very merry, merry Christmas and a blessed new year. I'm very grateful for our son, Justin, who he is 30 years old and has been through the DAB twice. And because of his commitment and his enthusiasm and his encouragement, my husband and I, Dan, have also listened to the Daily Audio Bible this year pretty much every day. We often listen to it when we go to bed at night, and that's been a real blessing to lay in bed and just listen together to the Word of God being read by you, Brian, and your lovely wife, Jill. So what a blessed way to go to sleep with God's Word on our hearts. Thank you so much. God bless you. Bye.
There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Anuel of the tribes of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to whom all were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. This is Christian Harden. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Evelyn. I'm calling from California. I've been listening for about a month, and I just wanted to call and wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year, and also thank Brian and his family for the Daily Audio Bible vision and for being committed to this ministry. I pray God's blessings over you in this new year, and I pray He'll continue to just give you the strength you need to do what you do. I'm going to wish everyone a Merry Christmas in Yoruba, which is my native tongue, so enjoy. Kérésì mèsì yìí máa dé o, ẹ̀yin ènìyàn, ẹyọ kẹbẹ̀rẹ̀ kẹfì jọ sí tẹ́. Kérésì mèsì yìí máa dé o, ẹ̀yin ènìyàn, ẹyọ kẹbẹ̀rẹ̀ kẹfì jọ sí ẹ̀. Kẹfì jọ sí ẹyọ kẹbẹ̀rẹ̀ kẹfì jọ sí ẹ̀. So that song basically just says, it's Christmas time, let's rejoice and get up and dance. And I just pray you all will have a very happy Christmas and a very wonderful New Year. Thank you and God bless.
Merry Christmas, family. And I do consider you all family, and it's just a thrill to know that every day going through the scriptures with a committed group of brothers and sisters in Christ. I wish you all the merriest of Christmases this year. I know we've, at my family and my church, are having a special focus through our music that's really drawn us closer to the real purpose of the birth and the gift, and that being the atoning sacrifice. So, Merry Christmas to all, and we'll see you next year. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Kimberly from Maryland, leaving a holiday greeting for all of my brothers and sisters in the Daily Audio Bible community. I just wish you all just a wonderful holiday season, just the depth of relationship with the Lord and with your families and with yourself. I just, you know, hope that each person just truly has a place of completion, as Brian has said throughout the year, that this is the time that the Lord is completing work in us. And I really believe that that's been happening in my life. So I certainly pray that over everyone connected with this community currently and all those that will be coming as well. May God bless you richly. Bye-bye.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible community. Merry Christmas from Ramona in Concord, North Carolina.
Merry Christmas, Daily Audio Bible Community. This is Rich Garner calling from Southern New England, more specifically Connecticut. Just wanted to wish Brian, his family, and all of the Daily Audio Bible Community a very Merry Christmas as we focus on Jesus Christ, our risen Savior, and remember His birth this season. May His Spirit continually guide you and lead you in His ways of peace and righteousness for His namesake. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Hi, Brian and the Daily Audio Bible family. This is Marty calling from Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I just wanted to call and wish you all a very safe and happy holiday season. I know that Christmas is just around the bend. And I want you guys to be safe and to know that our prayers are covering you. I so love the Daily Audio Bible. I've been a part of the family since July of 07. So I'm really excited and really pumped up that I'm getting ready to complete another year with you guys and just being a part of you and a part of the family with Brian and China and little Maxwell and Jill. I love you guys so much. I've watched you grow, Brian, and blossom into someone very outstanding and amazing. I remember when I first started listening, I thought, man, I'm going to stick around because I hear God getting ready to do some awesome things in this young man, and he doesn't even have a clue. And now I look back on that and I think, thanks, God, you did it and you're doing it. And He's not just doing it in you, Brian, but He's doing it in all of us, because that's what the Word does. It transforms us. It changes who we are. And so I just want to wish each of you a very safe and happy Christmas season. Please show your love to everyone you meet and remember that God is love, and
The only way the world will know that we know him is by our love. So love somebody this season. Love a lot of somebodies, okay? God bless. Love you all. Take care. Bye-bye.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem, in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him."
Happy Jesus' birthday, Daily Audio Bible family. This is American Sarah Jane, and I am absolutely delighted to be able to spend Christmas with you and be a part of this family. So I'm just wishing all the best to you and yours. I love you, my family. Bye-bye.
Hi, everybody. This is Paul calling from Barcelona to wish you all a Feliz Navidad. Merry Christmas to everyone. This is a wonderful community. I love you all. And I wish all of us an even more intimate walk with Jesus in the following year.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Bramwell from London. Just wanted to wish our brothers from the U.S. Happy Thanksgiving. And Merry Christmas to everybody else. We'll be there again listening to Brian in the new year, and hope to go through the Bible again in 365 days. Happy holidays, guys. Celebrate and enjoy the reason for the celebration with Jesus.
Greetings, Daily Audio Bible family, my brothers and my sisters. This is Eric from Arlington, Texas, and it is my prayer that we would all have a blessed holiday season and just be truly blessed. It's been my privilege to study the Word every day with all of you, and I'd just like to wish you a Merry Christmas as we prepare for the birth of our Savior.
Hi, it's John Ryan from Liverpool here. I've been a member of Daily Audio Bible for 5-6 months now. I'd like to wish everybody a wonderful Christmas, and I pray that next year will be just as blessed.
After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," he said. "Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." This is Jill Parr wishing you a very, very Merry Christmas.
Hello, this is Andy from Memphis, Tennessee, first-time caller to the whole Daily Audio Bible. Just want to wish a happy holiday and love in Christ to all my brothers and sisters throughout the world. Amen.
Good day, holiday greetings to all my Daily Audio Bible family. This is Rick in Bellevue, Washington, and I just wanted to say I've been listening the last 3 years or so, and I am so blessed by what Brian is doing here, and I just wanted to tell you that I wish everyone a great Christmas, and this spiritual feeding of every day, it certainly has changed me, and it continues to change me to be more Christ-like. I've been all over for work, and it's just been wonderful. I remember one day just walking in London on my way to work by St. Paul's Cathedral and just being so blessed by listening to you, Brian. Thank you for your hard work, and God bless to all. Bye.
Merry Christmas, Daily Audio Bible Community. It's Michael.
Christopher.
And we just want to wish everybody in the Daily Audio Bible Community and Brian and your family a very Merry Christmas. It's been awesome spending this time with you, and we look forward to going through the Bible again with you in 2010. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, Daily Audio Bible Community.
Hi, this is April from Carson City, Nevada, and I was calling to wish all of my brothers and sisters from the Daily Audio Bible a very, very Merry Christmas and a very blessed holiday season. Try to remember that Jesus is the reason for the season, and that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. I love you all, and thank you so much, Brian and Jill and all of your family, for everything that you do for all of us and for all the sacrifices you make. Some of you also may know me from the forums as the Nevada Cat Lover. So God bless you all. I love you. And again, Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Hello. My name is Carol Davis, calling from Mapleton, Georgia, wishing the Daily Audio Bible Community an awesome and blessed Thanksgiving and Christmas during these holiday seasons for the year 2009. Glory and praise be to God. And I humbly ask God to bless His people. Amen.
Hi, DAB family. This is Cheryl from Uxbridge, Massachusetts. And I'm calling to say Merry Christmas. I had to think about that. The world is just smattering us with happy holidays, and I wanted to say Merry Christmas to you, but I had to think about the meaning of that. Merry is obvious. It means joy and happiness and celebration. But what does Christmas mean? Mass means a death that required a sacrifice. Christ, of course, is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Emmanuel. And in Isaiah 7:14, which is my son Nicholas's away message on his Skype, says, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin will be with child and bear a son, and she will call his name Emmanuel." I had to think about that death and sacrifice. And, you know, we think about gift-giving at the holidays, and the death and sacrifice just didn't seem to fit that. But I wanted to read these words to you, which is my favorite Christmas hymn. And it's called Welcome to Our World by Chris Wright. And let you make a decision for yourself. Tears are falling. Hearts are breaking. How we need to hear from God. You've been promised. We've been waiting. Welcome, Holy Child. Welcome, Holy Child. Hope that you don't mind our manger. How I wish we would have known. But long awaited, holy stranger, make yourself at home. Please, make yourself at home. Bring your peace into our violence. Bid our hungry souls be filled. Word now breaking heaven's silence. Welcome to our world. Welcome to our world. Fragile finger set to heal us. Tender brow prepared for thorn. Tiny heart whose blood will save us. Unto us is unto us. So wrap our injured flesh around you, breathe our air and walk our thought, rob our sin and make us holy. Perfect Son of God, perfect Son of God, welcome to our world. So in his death, we have life. And that is my prayer for each one of you, that you would receive this gift that he's freely given. Thank you. Merry Christmas to each and every one of you.
So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I called my son." When Herod realized he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi. Then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning. Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more. After Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who were trying to take the child's life are dead." So he got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning in Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Having been warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee, and he went and lived in a town called Nazareth. So was fulfilled what was said through the prophets: "He will be called a Nazarene." When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth, and the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Bonnie from Illinois. It's such a joy to be completing my second year with the Daily Audio Bible. I pray that as 2010 dawns, many more will join us as we journey through the Bible for yet another year. And I pray especially for those of other language groups that will hear and experience God's Word for the first time in 2010. May the wonder of Christmas fill your hearts as you reflect on the miracle of the Incarnation, God with us. For indeed, that truth makes all the difference. So from my family to the entire Daily Audio Bible family, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you all.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. This is Liz from Mantua, New Jersey, just wishing everyone peace and have a joyous and merry Christmas. Love ya. Bye.
Feliz Navidad, Daily Audio Bible. This is Jean F. in Tucson, Arizona, and I'd like to wish all of my DAB family a holy Christmas and a blessed New Year, with each of us walking ever closer to our Lord Jesus.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Patty Vincent. I am a new listener and very excited to have the opportunity to call and wish everyone a very happy holidays and enjoy the time that you have here with your family and your friends, and reach out to others and bless them every day as I try to do. Brian, thank you for the blessing of listening to you every day on my iPod and being able to go through the Bible for the first time all the way through in a year. And I look forward to 2010 and being able to do that again. I was a latecomer to this year's reading, and I've been catching up with all the archives. I'm very excited to start off 1-1-2010 with my Daily Audio Bible reading every day and proper. God bless you all in the precious Son's, our precious Father's Son's name, Yeshua. Have a wonderful and happy holidays.
Hello, this is Robert from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I wanted to wish everybody the most wonderful Christmas. And I wanted to thank God for our community and all the men that have been helping me in our forum. And I wanted to thank God for my beautiful family. And say happy birthday to my daughter who was born on Christmas Day. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
This is Naomi Wright. Holiday greetings to the Daily Audio Bible family. May your hearts rejoice this Christmas season as you praise the name that is above every name. And may God bless your year.
This is Brody from Cincinnati. Just calling to say to the Daily Audio Bible family, I love you and wish you a Merry Christmas. May I'll be blessed this season.
Hi, DAB community.
This is Randy Reed from Gainesville, Florida, wishing everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And there it is. Christmas 2009, the Daily Audio Bible family. Every time we do one of these, it gives us such a tapestry of who we are. And it fills me with a lot of joy. But of course, as we come to the end of any year, it leaves me with a bit of melancholy, because we've been a crew, we've been a family and a community all year. And it's not that that doesn't continue into each new year, because it does. But with each turn of the page of the calendar, we leave behind something and we're sealing the books on 2009 and putting them on the shelf of memory. And I know that in 2009, our word for the year was release and complete. And it's been that kind of year, to say the least. But I look forward to 2010. It's a year that I believe the Lord is saying, advance. And I believe that's what it will look like. We were challenged all year this year to stand up and live our faith. That it wasn't okay to have head knowledge of the scriptures and to just do a daily devotion. We had to take this into our lives, apply it, and live it. And in order to live it, we had to let go of some things, release them, and to complete some other things. I believe God is saying in the new year, advance. I believe in the new year we can live our faith as never before, accomplishing things we never dreamed we would in our lives, and see God show up in ways that we thought were only reserved for much more pious and holy people, realizing that we've grown up. We are being sanctified daily. We are growing into mature believers and leaders and champions of the faith in this world. If not us, who, as the old saying goes? And if not now, when? It's not enough to point out the evils in the world. We have to be the solution to it. It's not enough to know a lot of scripture. We have to live it. It's not enough to know about Jesus. We are in a daily, intimate relationship with him. So thank you for spending the year together with me in community. It has affected my life in ways that I can't describe. And it's because of you. Thanks for letting me be in your life this year. It has been my great honor. And I look forward to the days ahead, because I believe with all of my heart, our best days are still in front of us. So from my family to yours,
Merry Christmas!
Bah humbug. Scrooge!
When I was but a youngster, Christmas meant one thing, that I'd be getting lots of toys that day. Oh, I learned a whole lot different when Mother set me down and taught me to spell Christmas this way. C is for the Christ child, born upon this day. H for herald angels in the night. R means our Redeemer. That shone so bright. T is for three. for the manger where he lay. A's for all he stands for. S means shepherds came, and that's why there's a Christmas day. And that's why there's a Christmas day.